You're listening to Kindred Spirits.
Welcome to Kindred Spirits. I'm David Freudberg. With the first of a mini-series on this program of Sufi wisdom stories, folk tales found in the oral heritage of Sufi masters from the East, who have used parables as a medium for conveying deep spiritual truths. Many of us growing up were enchanted and instructed by Aesop's fables, by tales from the Bible, by the stories of Hans Christian Andersen and others. Those images of universal human dilemmas last a lifetime. Sufi wisdom tales for children of all ages are such a tradition. The characters in these stories symbolize the characters within us, questing for faith, tempted by illusions of the world, well-intentioned, and maybe at times just a little bit foolhardy. Listen, if you will, to actress Frances Schrand narrating these wisdom folktales, and enjoy them at face value. But then go within these symbols and find a hidden meaning. And now, should the lion eat the man?
Once upon a time in a small country, a huge lion was eating all the goats and animals and people. It was a huge, huge lion. No one could capture it. Anyone who tried to kill it would be killed himself. And once the first man was killed, all the others in the hunting party would run away in fear. One day, because they could not kill the lion, the king and his people all joined together and went to a hunter. They told the hunter they would give him a present if he would kill the lion. So the hunter promised, "Give me iron rods and some other tools, and I will catch this lion." The king ordered that he be given everything he needed. Then the hunter built a huge cage and placed it in the middle of a path that the lion often used. One day, the lion was charging down that path, chasing a deer. The deer jumped over the cage, and the lion ran right inside. The door slammed shut, and the lion was trapped. Now, many people came to see the huge lion. And the lion begged anyone who passed the cage. "Let me out. If you let me out, I will worship you. I will follow you everywhere and serve you." The lion would swear in the name of God that it would be their servant. But no one would open the door. Everyone would answer, "If I let you out, you will eat me." And they would go on their way. Eight days passed, and the lion was starving. It had not eaten in all that time, so it was skinny and weak. A man walking down the path saw the state of the lion. "Oh, man, open the door and let me out. I will worship you if you do. I will worship your God. I will protect you from other animals and serve you. I will do anything you want. Just open the door and I will be your slave for the rest of my life." Swearing in God's name, the lion made all these promises. Feeling sorry, the man let the lion out.
You're listening to Kindred Spirits.